With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Eleanor Bennett. The Grizzly Creek Fire in Glenwood Canyon grew to 3,200 acres yesterday, and the fire is now burning on both sides of the Colorado River. Officials say hot, dry, and windy weather created extreme fire conditions. Over 200 firefighters are now on scene with support from air tankers and helicopters. The fire is 0% contained. Residents of No Name, Lookout Mountain, High Aspen Ranch, and Coulter Creek in the Cottonwood Pass area have been evacuated. Bear Ranch is under pre-evacuation orders. Evacuees can go to the Glenwood Springs Community Center. Cottonwood Pass and I-70 remain closed in both directions, with no estimate for reopening. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Meanwhile, the Pine Gulch Fire north of Grand Junction has grown to over 42,000 acres and is 7% contained. Both fires are responsible for areas of smoke in the Roaring Fork Valley. Stage 2 fire restrictions are in place in Pitkin County. Garfield and Eagle counties go to Stage 2 restrictions tomorrow. Glacier Open Space in the Mid-Valley is due for a new management plan. As Alex Hager reports, Pitkin County Open Space and Trails is expecting to make improvements to wildlife areas and restore historic buildings.
Open Space and Trails Director Gary Tenenbaum says the plan from 6 years ago was focused on recreation, but this time around they might turn their attention to keeping up the historic Homestead House and Blacksmith Shop. And on top of that, Tenenbaum says they could bolster agricultural pastures.
We could really make improvements to those lease areas and get some more food or other products grown on it.
Ultimately, Tenenbaum says their priorities depend on feedback from the public. A survey on Glacier is open until the end of this month at pitkinostprojects.com. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
The Grizzly Creek Fire shut down a long stretch of I-70, complicating travel between the Roaring Fork Valley and the Front Range. The Colorado Department of Transportation is asking drivers not to use Cottonwood Pass or Independence Pass as detours. Both have had trouble with over-length vehicles trying to use the roads. CDOT spokeswoman Elise Thatcher says that that's causing slowdowns, even for normal passenger cars.
I would anticipate delays because there's going to be a lot more people going that way. So plan for it to not be as short a trip as it might be otherwise.
CDOT recommends eastbound travelers take a southern route instead, going south on 133 towards Delta, then crossing east on 285. That route would mean a 7-hour trip from Carbondale to Denver. Our region has the highest suicide rate in the nation, and until yesterday, it was also home to the last state without a local suicide call center. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
Before Wyoming launched its first local suicide prevention line, residents in crisis had to depend on a national one. That sometimes meant long wait times. Now, like other states in our region, the number will remain the same, but it will connect callers to respondents in Wyoming. Public health officials say that's important, as it means the caller will be speaking with someone who understands the place you live and knows what kinds of resources there are in the area. The local lifeline does not have 24/7 staffing yet, but that's the goal. For now, if someone calls during off hours, the call will be connected to the National Center. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
To connect to resources in your area, call 1-800-273-TALK. People can now apply for a seat on one of two new independent commissions focused on redistricting in Colorado. The commissions will redraw the electoral map for congressional and state legislative districts, which happens every decade following the census. This is the first year these independent commissions will exist after voters passed two amendments in 2018. Jessica Shipley is the staff coordinator for Colorado's Independent Redistricting Commission. She told KUNC's Colorado Edition that the application is open to most residents.
We really want to form a commission that is demographically matches what the state shows. So whether it's age or gender, race, occupations, educational level, all of those kinds of things.
Applicants must have voted in the past two general elections and be affiliated with the same party or no party for the past 5 years. The deadline to apply is November 10th. I'm Eleanor Bennett, Aspen Public Radio News.